Hello, everyone. Today is Tuesday, November 13th of 2012. And this is Marie LaRotunda, clairvoyant reader, healer, and teacher. And I would like to welcome you to say hello to your heart chakra and love on a higher vibration. And it's interesting that today is November 13th, and the reason I say that is because when I was planning on giving this telemed, I did not know that there was a solar eclipse scheduled for today, November 13th, and that the energy of the solar eclipse would be hitting the United States at its strongest point in the afternoon and evening hours. So I just want to congratulate everyone who actually made it onto the call, because whatever we are going to process this evening is going to be super amplified by the astrological vibrations that are hitting the planet right now. Just want to give everyone a cheer for doing a good job for getting here and getting on the line. And we are going to talk about the heart chakra today. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to have us get into the meditative space first, and then I will start talking a little bit more about the heart chakra, the fourth chakra. Yeah, let me do that. Okay, so so I usually start my meditations by having everyone make sure that you are sitting upright in a chair or a sofa, as long as you're sitting upright and your feet are flat on the ground. So please, everyone, adjust your body position so that you are sitting upright with your feet flat on the ground, and place your palms in your lap and turn your palms upwards. And I request that you sit in this position during the meditation, because I teach an in-body meditation, and this is the best posture to stay in the body and staying focused on the body as well as the spirit. When you're in other postures, especially the cross-legged type posture, there's a tendency to do out-of-body meditations. And that's not what I'm teaching today. I'm teaching an in-body meditation, and the reason I teach it that way is because I see human beings as needing to descend in order to ascend. So the idea of doing an in-body meditation, that's giving you permission to completely descend as a spirit into the physical body experience, so that then you will have all the knowledge of being in the 3D planet, the 3D place, the emotional body, the mental body, the physical body. You'll have all of that knowledge that you can take back with you when you do ascend. So that's why, for me, this is putting the horse before the cart. You get in your body, you descend before you ascend. And that's why I teach this type of meditation. All right, so you are sitting upright with your feet flat on the ground and your palms upright in your lap. And before you close your eyes, I mean, you can have them closed if you want, I just want to point out that during the meditation, there may be times when you'll feel like opening your eyes. And I would say if you open your eyes and there's no rhyme or reason as to why you're opening your eyes, then chances are you are hitting some resistance within you to process whatever information I'm talking about. So it's a little hint. If your eyes open up, close them right back again, because it's telling you that there's something that you don't want to fully let go of. And this way, if you already know, keep my eyes closed, then you will continue processing the energy or the invalidation out of your space. Okay, so with that said, you can go ahead and close your eyes now. and give yourselves a nice deep breath and blow it out. And again, a nice deep breath and blow it out. And I'm going to give you a slightly new tool, and this is a tool that I call Center of the Head. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to bring your attention and your awareness behind your eyes. And don't effort and don't try and do this physically, because you'll just get eye strain. Just set the intention that, oh, I'm behind my eyes right now. I'm just sitting behind my eyes in the center of my head. And I differentiate between the center of my head and my third eye. I see the third eye as being the sixth chakra. The center of the head is behind the sixth chakra. And the reason I differentiate like that is because if you're sitting in the center of your head, then you can look at your sixth chakra. You can observe what's going on in your sixth chakra. If you're in your third eye, it's almost like you're completely surrounded, and it just makes it more difficult. I've done meditations both ways, and I see that being in my third eye, trying to look at my third eye or look at my clairvoyant space is more difficult. But if I stand behind my third eye in the center of my head, I'm creating enough space so that I can look objectively at my sixth chakra. So the reason I'm talking a little bit about the center of the head in relationship to your sixth chakra is so that those of you who plan on taking the workshop, the telemed that I'll be teaching, I believe, in December on the sixth chakra, that you will already kind of have a heads up on working in that vibration and looking at that chakra. Okay. So just give yourself permission right now to be fully present behind your eyes in a no-effort space. If you feel yourself clenching, if you feel like you're clenching your solar plexus right now, that means you're in effort. So just relax your solar plexus. Let your body literally sink into your chair or the sofa or whatever you're sitting on. Just let it sink in. You can give yourself another nice deep breath. And now bring your attention to the base of your spine. And just right around the base of your spine is your root chakra. And we are going to create what I call a grounding cord. This grounding cord is an energetic connection between the root chakra and the center of the earth. So I would like you just to visualize a beam of light, or like a laser beam, extending from the root chakra at the base of your spine, going all the way down through the planet into the very center of the planet. And just take a look and see if there are any bends or breaks in that laser beam of light. You can kind of follow it from the base of your spine all the way down to the center of the earth again. And if you notice any bends or twists, or if it's going on a diagonal, just straighten it out. And then widen that beam of light so that it suddenly becomes a hollow tube of light. and just keep widening that hollow tube until it's almost as big, as wide as your hips. So it's as if you're sitting on a hollow tube of light that goes all the way down into the very center of the planet. And this hollow tube of light, which I call the grounding cord, this is going to be, it's going to act like a dumpster, like a dumpster, a toilet bowl, a laundry chute. Oh, I like laundry chute. That seems kind of fun. So the idea is any energy that you're going to clear and you're going to process during this meditation, it's just going to effortlessly just fall right down that grounding cord. And that's why we wanted to have it nice and wide, so it's as wide as your hips. It's giving you a lot of space to do a lot of releasing today. And the other purpose of a grounding cord is that it energetically connects your spirit to the planet. It validates your connection with Mother Earth. And the more that your connection, the more you are connected with Mother Earth, the easier it is for you to manifest things into the physical, because you are utilizing not only your energy, but you also have the option of utilizing Mother Earth's energy to help you create something and manifest it and bring it into the physical. So by having a grounding cord, your spirit and your aura is connected to the planet, and it's a validation of the unity between spirit and earth. Okay. So now we're sitting upright and we're breathing, and you're in the center of your head behind your eyes, and you've got a brand new grounding cord connecting you to the center of the earth. And what we're going to do next is we're going to kind of shift our energy from the body chakras into the spiritual chakras. The body chakras are the first, second, and third chakras. The spirit chakras start at the fourth and include the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. And what I would like you to do is we're going to turn down the lower three chakras. And when we turn down the lower three chakras, that's going to make our energy rise up and be in the higher, the spirit chakras, the higher chakras of our system. And therefore, when you turn down the lower three chakras, it makes the body even more quiet, so that you can devote your time and awareness to working in the vibration of spirit. So the way to turn down your lower three chakras is very, very simple. Just bring your attention to your root chakra, the first chakra at the base of your spine, and just visualize that there is a knob there that goes from 0 to 100. And I want you just to slowly turn that knob from wherever it is right now, just turn it all the way down to 10% open. And now put your attention on your second chakra, which is in the abdominal area, and do the same. Look at the chakra, see the knob, and turn it down from wherever it is right now. Just turn it all the way down to only 10% open. And then put your awareness on your third chakra in your solar plexus area. and turn that knob all the way down to about 10% open. And if you're having any difficulty visualizing the knobs, just set your intention. Your intention is very powerful. Just set your intention that you are turning down your lower three chakras to 10% open. Okay. Good. So, we are sitting upright, we are breathing, we are in the center of our head, behind our eyes, behind the sixth chakra. We have our beautiful grounding cords that are connecting us to the planet, and our lower three chakras have been turned down. Now, the next thing we're going to do is, since from the moment that I sent out the email regarding this workshop and the moment that you decided as a spirit, okay, I'm going to register for this workshop, you have been processing the information. You've been processing the energy in your space. You've already been starting to clear invalidation and negativity and pain in your space. Now, sometimes it doesn't move out of your space as fast as you would like it to, especially if you don't meditate on a regular basis. So what we're going to do is I would like you to visualize a sponge. Create a sponge out in front of you, about 3 feet out in front of you. And just set the intention that this sponge is going to absorb all of that energy I just spoke about, all of the invalidation, fear, any pain that got churned up from the moment that you decided, I'm going to do this workshop. Just allow that all to just gently flow out of your aura, flow out of your chakras, and go right into that sponge. And just let that sponge absorb more and more. And once again, if you can't see, or if you're not seeing the sponge, or if you're not seeing the energy moving, just know that it is. Simply because you're setting your intention. And now take that big, soppy, heavy, wet sponge and just drop it down your grounding cord. There you go. Good. And we're going to do one more visualization like that. But this time we're going to use a feather duster. I used a feather duster on Sunday in a workshop, and it was a lot of fun. So visualize a feather duster out in your aura. Make it 3 feet in front of you. And I want you to take that feather duster and just start swishing it through your aura, especially the back of your aura. The back of the aura is a place that is usually neglected by people when they're thinking about their aura, because they're like, well, I can't see my aura, I don't have eyes in the back of my head. But as a spirit, yes, you do. You do have eyes in the back of your head as a spirit. So if you want, you can turn around in the center of your head and see the back of your aura right now. Aha. Take that feather duster and swish it all through the back of your aura, across your shoulders. You can swish it down your spine and then swish it on the left side and on the right side, and then bring it back in front of you, and one big swish from left to right, left to right, left to right, till you get all the way down to your feet, And then just visualize yourself bending over and dropping that feather duster down that grounding cord. Okay, good. All right. So the fourth chakra. The fourth chakra is love, and it's a different kind of love than the second chakra. The fourth chakra is love at a higher vibration. It's a love for yourself. It's an unconditional love. It's a level of unconditional love for yourself, for other people, for humanity in general. It's a level of compassion for all of those. It's different than second chakra love because second chakra love is more along the lines of the emotional bodies, ideas and concept of love, and also the sexual aspect of love. So the fourth chakra's vibration is very different than the second chakra's vibration. And that kind of corresponds to what I was saying about the lower three chakras being more body chakras and the higher chakras, 4 through 7, being more of the spirit chakras. Because the fourth chakra vibrates at a at 11. So the fourth chakra vibrates at a higher vibration, and it's the love vibration. It's the unconditional love. It's the vibration that is bestowed upon you just by being a human being, just by being a divine spark from the Supreme Being. That's the difference between the fourth chakra's love vibration and the second chakra's love vibration. So what I want to have you do today is we're going to be looking at lots of validation. We're going to be looking at validating. We're going to be looking at appreciation, we're going to be looking at congratulations. So the first thing I would like you to do from behind your eyes in the center of your head, so I just want you to bring your attention to your fourth chakra. And when I say bring your attention, I don't mean drop down into your fourth chakra. I mean just set the intention that you're going to be looking at your fourth chakra, but you're going to be up in the center of your head doing it. And don't think too hard about that. Just allow that to happen. Because with as a spirit in a body, the spirit can do everything. The body can't do a lot of things, but the spirit can do everything. So just bring your attention to your fourth chakra. Just have your awareness in your heart right now. So the fourth chakra, it's about loving what is and loving unconditionally. So I want you to just love yourself unconditionally right now. And create a sponge out in front of you in your aura. And allow this sponge to start collecting up any energy that you're going to be letting go of. And you're going to be letting go of a lot of stuff because by me just saying to love yourself unconditionally, to give yourself unconditional love right now, the first thing that we start doing is thinking of all the wrong things with us. It's almost like it's almost like a knee-jerk response where, well, okay, I can love this about myself, but I can't possibly love that about myself. Or, you know, I'm lovable, but I can also be a really mean person. So just putting out that thought of giving yourself complete unconditional love right now at this moment in time, there's a push-pull that occurs within your spirit. And it's that push-pull, that energy that's fighting against the unconditional love that you are now processing and releasing into that sponge. And give yourself a nice deep breath and blow it out. Now ask yourself, what do I love about myself the most? What do I love about myself the most? And if you're having a hard time thinking of an answer, find your amusement. Because that's actually funny, because it's telling you so much that if you're having a hard time finding something that you love about yourself, wow, what a bit of information. That tells you a lot. It tells you how much invalidation you've been holding on to in your heart. So just allow anything that's bubbling up right now to just bubble up and out and into that sponge. And take a nice deep breath in and blow it out. All right. Now think of, what do you love about yourself second best? What is the next thing that you just love about yourself? Is it you have a wonderful personality? Are you a comedian? Do you volunteer? Just what is it that you love about yourself? And if you're still struggling, then just think of a color that represents that thought. I love about myself, what color pops up? For me, I love myself, and I just saw this beautiful green with some blue mixed in, almost like an electric color. And this level of love, since it's unconditional, are you finding that you're saying, well, you know, I love that, I love that I'm healthy, but I could be healthier. You know, putting conditions on, you know, putting the but word in there. You know, I love that I'm a great musician, but I just can't seem to get people to come to my concerts. That's an invalidation. That's some pain that you're holding against yourself. If you're a great musician, then you're a great musician. It doesn't matter how many people come to your concerts. If you're a great doctor, you know, it doesn't matter if you might have lost a couple of patients. You're still a great doctor. Things happen. People die. You know, what little conditional things start popping up when you think about the things that you love about yourself? Let all those just drift into that big sponge. And now take that big sponge, bend on over, and throw it down your grounding cord. and watch it splash. And I want you to slowly open your eyes, and I'm going to unmute because I want to ask me questions about anything that I've said yet, or give me comments. Express yourself. Here's your opportunity. So is anyone surprised by how much or how little or how difficult it was to find any love about themselves? Wow.
I feel mellow and content.
I'm sorry, you feel what?
I feel just kind of, you know, mellow in a warm way and content. I feel comfortable with how I'm, you know, noticing my love for myself.
Good, good. Very nice.
And I'm not
surprised
with my, sorry.
Well,
I'm fine.
Who is next? Hello?
I was just going to say, and I'm not surprised at my resistance, which is why I'm here.
Okay.
And I felt warm inside. Just acknowledging my good qualities. I feel proud that I have those good qualities, so I'm grateful.
Excellent. All right. Did anyone have any difficulty turning down the lower three chakras?
No.
No?
Okay. And did anyone have any difficulty being in the center of your head?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
In the beginning.
All right. Yeah, I mean, it's, like I said, this is a brand new tool that I haven't presented this before, so it's something new. So it's okay. If you don't master it in one day, that's totally okay. All right. Okay. So I'll wait 5 more seconds, and if anyone has any questions, you can ask them now. All right. Okay. So I am going to mute everyone. All right. And you can go ahead and close your eyes and give yourself a nice deep breath and also smile. And create a brand new sponge and put it out in front of you. And now we're going to look a little bit, we're going to look at appreciation. And we're going to look at appreciating what there is around us. So the first thing that I would like you to look at is, what do you appreciate about another person? Pick one person. Pick one person that you appreciate and just visualize them. And, you know, don't do the thing where, oh, well, I don't unconditionally love them. Well, I'm not asking about unconditionally loving somebody right now. I'm just asking you to find one person that you appreciate something about that person and just have them, just visualize them as if they were sitting in front of you, outside of your aura, of course. You know, make them sit about 5 feet in front of you. Someone that you appreciate something, some aspect of them. And I just want you to talk to them and say, tell them what it is about them that you appreciate about them. and just allow that feeling, that vibration of appreciation to flow from you to them, knowing that you're not giving them energy right now, that this is just a flow of energy that goes to the very edge of their aura, therefore not invading their space, and that this is just a cyclical vibration of appreciation. You're just telling them what you appreciate about them, how their being affects your life in a positive way. And now you can just thank them, and then you can just let that image float away. And now find a second person. And these people don't have to be someone that you personally know. This can be a movie star, a favorite musician. It could be someone that you've read a biography about and just thought, oh, my gosh, this person, say, has done so much to help humanity. I really appreciate what they have to offer. So, for this one, let's actually use someone who you don't actually know in the body. Okay, you've never met this person before, but you're aware of them, and you're aware of something about them that you just amazingly appreciate, that quality within them. And just visualize them sitting, you know, out in front of you, beyond your aura, and just tell them how much you appreciate them, what they've done or what they're doing, and allow that appreciation to flow from your heart outwards to them. Just allow that appreciation to flow from your heart to their heart, from your heart to the very edge of their aura. And now allow that visual to just float away. And just have the awareness for yourself that if you are able... if you are able to appreciate something within someone else, that is something that you have already owned for yourself. And what I mean by that is we have had so many, many lifetimes that we have had the opportunity to do millions, if not billions, of things in those lifetimes. So if you are able to appreciate the work that someone is doing here in their body, then chances are extremely good that you have already done that at some point in your existence. And that's why you are able to appreciate that within someone else. Because we are all mirrors of each other. And you are appreciating something. You're basically looking at yourself. If you're looking at someone else, you're looking at yourself in the mirror. And if you can appreciate something about someone else, then you can appreciate that about you, which means that that is already a part of you. Now, I can hear some of you saying, but I can't play the piano like a maestro. Well, look at it this way. you might have chosen in this lifetime to not be musical. You may have chosen in a past, you may have had an experience in a past lifetime where you were musical and someone cut your hands off. So the thought of trying to be a pianist in this lifetime, you can't even, the fear, you can't even get to the point of being afraid or that's what stops you. And it's so, it can be so unconscious to you. It can be buried so deep that you won't even realize that that's the reason why you're not a pianist in this lifetime, is because you had your hands chopped off in a past lifetime. So what I'm saying is, if you can appreciate something in someone else, then you've already owned that aspect within yourself. That is already a part of you on some level, deep as it may be. Now, isn't that a wonderful validation? Can you just visualize yourself right now being that other person, that which you just appreciated in that other person? You know? I mean, let yourself feel that. Let yourself feel that joy in your heart, that appreciation for yourself within you, that, yeah, that's already a part of me, that beauty, that magic, that ability is already a part of me. Feel that in your heart right now. And what's really interesting for me is as I am saying this, I'm feeling like a mild pain in my back, right behind my heart. And the mild pain that I'm experiencing is the invalidation within me that says, no, you can't be that good at something. So if I'm experiencing something in the back of my heart, or literally in my back, in the back of my heart chakra, then I'm thinking a couple of you are experiencing some pain like that or invalidation. So let any of that pain, be it physical, mental, or emotional, just allow that to get pulled out into that sponge that you created earlier. Just let it all go. And then take that sponge and drop it down your grounding cord. All the way down that grounding cord and watch it like thud or splash once it hits the center of the planet. And give yourself a nice deep breath. And blow it out. And just ask yourself, are you still in the center of your head? And are your feet still flat on the ground? And if they're not, just change your position and smile. Okay. Next, we're going to look at pets. Your pets. Oh, my goodness. Animals. What a wonderful gift animals are to humans. Now, if you ever experience unconditional love from another source, the easiest way is to visualize a pet. Whether it's a dog or a cat or a horse or a pot-bellied pig or a bunny or a gerbil, just just think about all of those wonderful pets, all of those wonderful animals that you have had some type of relationship with. And you can just kind of watch them flash in front of you one by one. You know, or even if you are severely allergic to animals, I know someone who's highly allergic to animals, yet she just loves animals. So she doesn't have any pets. She doesn't have them in her home, but she will, like, go to the zoo. She'll go on one of those safaris that they have in the recovery centers for animals in the United States. She'll go to these places so that she can just appreciate these animals. So I just want you to visualize, kind of like a slideshow in front of you, all of these animals that you have had some kind of relationship with. Or even if you haven't had a relationship with the animal, once again, you know, have you read about them, seen them on TV, just appreciating the amazing beauty of these animals. And the ones that are close or were close to you, appreciating and feeling the unconditional love that they gave you or that they give you now. And any tears that may be coming to your eyes as you're just appreciating the unconditional love you got from these animals, these tears are just, they're tears of joy. And at the same time, they're also very cathartic. So if you find yourself tearing up, go right ahead. You're on mute. No one's going to know you're crying. Grab those tissues, blow your nose, go for it. But allow yourself to feel that unconditional love that they gave you, and allow yourself to feel you giving it back to them, and this circle of energy just flowing between you and these animals, these beautiful creatures that are here for our benefit and our enjoyment and our experience of life. And create a sponge and put the sponge kind of off to the left as you are doing the slideshow with the animals, and allow this sponge to pull out of your heart any energy that's negating or invalidating you right now. Meaning, as I'm sitting here talking about pets, I have currently two dogs, and I used to have a cat. And I could have been nicer to my cat. So even though I'm sitting here just loving the unconditional love that my cat gave me, I'm starting to think of all the times when I could have been nicer to my kitty. So that's the pain in my heart. And that pain in my heart, I realize I put it there so that I wouldn't love my kitty completely, because when it was his time to go, I didn't want to be so horribly devastated. So I invalidated my ability to love unconditionally by closing my heart just enough to protect myself. So if any of you are having thoughts like that going through your space, just allow that pain to flow into that sponge, because this is your opportunity to let go of that pain and to know that everything is a learning experience. including the things that you didn't do. So just allow the pain to flow out into that sponge. And now take that sponge and drop it down your grounding cord. And smile to yourself and say out loud, I am doing a wonderful job. And again, say, I am doing a wonderful job. Okay, good. And one other thing that we're going to look at appreciation of, nature. Nature in general, the beauty of what is around us, the beauty of the sky, the beauty of birdsong, the beauty of the rain, the beauty of snow, the beauty of red clay earth, the beauty of polished, rounded stones in springs and lakes. Just allow all of these visuals of nature, of the beauty that you have seen in nature, just start floating in front of you. And sitting in your heart, and appreciating all of that. Appreciating all that nature has to offer. Appreciating the beautiful mountains and the massive canyons and the oceans and the beaches, and the beautiful starry skies at nighttime. The coolness of the desert. The warm sunshine on your cheeks. The gentle wind blowing in your hair. Just appreciate nature. Okay. Now, our heart chakras tend to have layers and layers and layers of protection on them. So going back to what I was saying about my kitty who passed away about 2 years ago, I felt the need to protect my heart from loving too deeply, from loving unconditionally. So we all have layers around our heart, and these layers are layers of protection. We feel the need to protect ourselves. Now, the truly amazing thing, if you really sit down and think about it, is these layers of protection are all based on old information. So what's happening is we've got protection around our heart. It's based on something that happened to us in the past. Chances are it's way in the past, as well as way in past lifetimes. Yet, we continue to walk around in our daily lives with all of these layers of protection on our heart so that we won't feel any more pain. And what's really absurd is that we're approaching our everyday life and our future with information based on something that happened in the past, something that is done and over with. So the protection is not helping us. It's not helping us now, and it won't be helping us in the future. Because what the protection is doing is it is stopping us from having more opportunities to love. And I'll say that again. The protection is stopping us from having more opportunities to love. The protection is always based in the past. It's not based in quote-unquote reality. Reality is present time. That protection is always based on a past time hurt. So what we're going to do is we're going to release that. So create a very large sponge out in front of you and allow anything that makes you not want to just joyfully love unconditionally, just let it come out. Any past hurts that come to mind, anything that makes you angry, that makes you sad, that pisses you off, let it just start coming out of the heart chakra. Let those layers of protection start to crack open and start to peel off. Just let it flow out. Just let it flow out. If you want, you can put a magnet inside of that sponge. And just know that that magnet is just going to pull and continue to pull the pain and all of that protection off of your heart chakra. Just let all of that pain flow out. Any time that you felt someone wronged you, any time you felt someone betray you, times when you felt cheated, felt a loss, just let those layers of protection just start gently peeling off of your heart. And let the fear of it, of whatever it is, whatever the circumstances was, let the fear of it happening again come out. Because if you hold on to the fear, you're in resistance. And when you're in resistance to something, chances are it's going to happen again. Because you're walking around with this big billboard in your aura saying, don't do this to me. Don't do this to me. So what happens when someone walks in front of you as a spirit? Someone, you know, walks in front of you, and their spirit sees this big sign, this big billboard that says, don't do it to me again. Well, all they're seeing is what the it is. You know, don't cheat me again. Well, they see the word cheat. They see the visual of cheating energy, and boom, that's what happens. So let go of the resistance to something happening again. Let go of the resistance to it happening again. Let it come out of your heart. Let your heart grow space. Let there be more space in your heart. It doesn't need to be clamped down, shut up in this big cocoon. Let there be more space in your heart. Okay, and take that sponge and dump it down your grounding cord. Now bring your attention to the top of your head and create a large golden sun above your head. And allow this golden sun to get larger and larger and denser and denser, knowing that you are filling the golden sun with fresh new life force. And that this life force serves as regeneration for your chakras and your aura and all parts of you. And just watch it get a little bit bigger. And now just visualize this big golden sun pouring into all parts of you, pouring into your aura, pouring into your chakra column and filling up every single chakra, especially the heart chakra. Watch it pouring into every cell of your body. Watch it pouring into every energy channel, every meridian within your spiritual system. Just watch that golden sun filling you up until you look like you are the golden sun in all directions, above you, behind you, below your feet, along your left side and your right side. And take a nice deep breath. And so I just unmuted everyone. And if anyone has a comment or a question, go ahead and ask or speak.
Marie, this is Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi. It was interesting that I thought there wasn't anything in my heart to deal with of the exercises we've done before. This was the most uneventful. Mm-hmm. And yet, with this exercise, I was just fidgety. I didn't open my eyes, but I was fidgeting. And in the end, there was a lot to come out, so thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, fidgeting is a wonderful, that is such a big hint. You know, when you fidget, when you're meditating and you start fidgeting, it means that there's something in there that is just wanting to move and to come out, and it, you're just like ready to bust. So, yeah, fidgeting is a wonderful hint that you are processing something big. Anyone else?
This is Lupe. I just have a comment.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I'm way out of it. Like, the energy is really, really strong. Like, I'm not sure. Like, maybe you're using something different this time, but it's really blowing me away.
Yay, being blown away can be a good thing. Yeah, you know,
oh,
every...
Like...
Yeah, every, you know, each workshop is going to have something different for each person. And people have more energy, more pain locked in different chakras. So, you know, this could be, you could be feeling a lot of power and energy right now because your fourth chakra just has been holding on to a lot of stuff. That could be part of it, or it could also be because you have been processing so much all along that now you've given yourself more permission. Now you feel safer, and you're giving yourself more permission to really let loose. So it could be, you know, one or the other or a combination of them. But either way, that if you're feeling a lot moving, then that's good news. All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Yes, I really. What really helped me, and I actually ended up writing it down so that I will remember this. I liked what you brought forward for me as well as for the others. I'm sure is about the protection. So many layers of protection. It's kept me from allowing new opportunities to for love, to love, like you said. And I'm really grateful that you brought that up. So thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
The protection. I was holding off on doing the protection until, you know, I wanted to get other things done first before I got to the big protection issue because there's a lot of charge on the protection issue, protecting yourself, protecting your heart, not wanting to get hurt again. So that's why I was having all of you do the appreciation stuff at the beginning before I got to the protection, which is a little more of the heavy duty stuff.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. So the next thing that we're going to be working on is the actual physical aspect of the heart chakra. So I'll wait 5 seconds, and if I don't hear anyone with any other comments or questions, then I will mute everyone. But if you do have a comment or question, you've got 5 seconds to ask. Okay. All right. So I am going to mute everyone again. Okay. And go ahead and close your eyes and be in the center of your head behind your eyes. And just reaffirm that you have a grounding cord. And reaffirm that you are wonderful human beings on a spiritual journey and that you are giving to yourselves right now in this workshop. Yay! Give yourself a little hands, a little applause. And I'm hoping you're having your amusement right now. Yay! All right. So, Let's see. Yes, put a sponge out in front of you. And we're going to look at the corresponding part, the physical correspondence to the heart chakra. And I see two different aspects of the physical correspondence. So obviously the first correspondence is the physical heart, your heart. Now, all of our organs, because our organs are physical, the physical has electrical impulses flowing through it. So our bodies literally are like magnets. We have electrical positive and negative flowing through our systems all the time. So with our heart chakra does absorb energy, just like our ovaries did when I was working on the second chakra. All of our physical body absorbs energy, and eventually the energy can manifest into a physical problem, a physical illness. So I want you just to you know, turn your attention inward and say hello to your heart chakra, say hello to your heart, to actual physical heart right now. And first thing we do is we thank our hearts. You can just say out loud or to yourself, thank you, heart, for being there for me every day of my life. Imagine that. There is something that you can actually truly say has been there for you every single day of your life, and that's your heart. It's been there every single moment of your life. Thank your heart for being there every single moment of your life. And thank it one more time. Now, my experience with the heart chakra and the heart, the physical heart, is that the heart absorbs grief. Now, some people may not agree with me on this one, but I see the heart as being a grief absorber. It can absorb other emotions, but I see it absorbing grief. And as I talk, as I tell you this short little story, just allow whatever's going to come out of your heart, and let it go into that sponge. So my experience with the heart and grief is that about 15 years ago, my father had a heart attack. He was living in New Jersey. I was living in Colorado. And I was not able to physically fly to New Jersey to be with him for, I think, 6 or 7 days after his heart attack. So I think he was already, like, in the recovery hospital at that time. But during those 6 or 7 days when I physically could not connect with him, I was completely and totally energetically hooked into him. Yeah, he was hooked into me, I was hooked into him. And lo and behold, on day 3 or 4, all of a sudden, I started feeling these twinges and these pains, literally like these electrical shocks in my heart, because I was so concerned and upset about him that I started taking on all of the grief that he was experiencing, the grief that caused his heart attack. So both the grief that caused his heart attack and the grief that was a result of him now feeling like he was incapacitated by the heart attack, I absorbed that into my physical heart. So the energy transmuted into a physical pain, and I started having pains in my physical heart and shallow breathing. So I was absorbing grief into my physical heart, and it took me some time to realize what was going on. Like, why am I feeling like I'm having a heart attack or something like that? So that's when I realized, oh my goodness, I'm absorbing his pain. I was afraid of losing him, so I started taking on that which was trying to do him in. I was taking on his pain so that he wouldn't have to deal with it, so that he would live and survive. I mean, he's still alive, but once I realized what I was doing, I went, no, and I sent his energy back to him. So what I want you to do is I want you to think of all the people around you who either were in grief, are in grief, and or especially have had heart attacks, who you've been close to. And I want you to set the intention that you are releasing that grief and that pain out of your heart and into that sponge. Just let it come out. Their grief, their pain, let it come out of your heart. literally your physical heart, and you can also just imagine your heart chakra. Let it come out of your heart and let it just get sucked right into that huge, massive sponge, and just keep letting it go. And now take that sponge and throw it down that grounding cord. There you go. Good. And just as an aside, our pets tend to do the same thing for us when we are in grief and in intense pain. Our pets tend to absorb that pain. So just have an awareness the next time that you are, you know, in emotional pain, that your pets, chances are absorbing that. So just try and hold your space. Put it down, you know, send that grief down your grounding cord. And if you, you know, even after the fact, you could do a healing on your pet tomorrow and just, you know, visualize all of your energy coming back from your pet and throwing that energy down the grounding cord. That's just something that popped into my head that I wanted to mention. All right, and then the second physical aspect of the heart chakra is the circulatory system. Now, obviously, you know, your physical heart is the main part of your circulatory system. However, I kind of see what I want you to do is I just want you to focus on the circulatory system. So your veins, your arteries, your capillaries, just put a sponge out in front of you and just set the intention that any residue that has accumulated in your arteries, your veins, or your capillaries, or any other aspect of the circulatory system, because the heart affects your kidneys. I'm not a doctor, obviously, but I'm pretty sure that I know that your heart affects your kidneys. So your heart affects the kidneys. The circulatory system is affected via the kidneys. So just visualize your entire circulatory system, that just everything just spinning and flowing through your body. Now, your heart pumps, what, like, how many heartbeats? 60 heartbeats per minute? That's a lot of circulation. So just visualize all of those blood vessels, artery, veins, capillaries, the flow through the kidneys. Just to visualize all of that flow, any residue, any pain, any grief residue just being absorbed and being flushed out into that sponge. Just let it come out. There you go. Let it come out, flow out into that sponge. And then take that sponge and drop it down your grounding cord. And from the center of your head, just place your attention on your heart chakra. So we're going to work on the energetic aspect of the heart chakra again. And this time we're going to look at unconditional love from the Supreme Being. And I had asked an ascended master who specializes in heart chakra work to be here during this telemed to assist us with receiving unconditional love from the Supreme Being. So I would just like all of you to visualize almost like a V-shaped beam of golden and white light coming down right in front of you. So literally it's like it's brushing the front of your body. This is the vibration of the Supreme Being. And the Supreme Being is unconditionally giving to you at this very moment a loving permission to be you fully and completely who you are. The Supreme Being is validating you, your uniqueness, that divine spark that is you and only you, and only you can offer your specialness to the planet. The Supreme Being bestows the gift of unconditional love onto all of you. Allow yourselves to absorb this blessing into your hearts, and from your hearts, let it spread out through your entire being, as if there were little crystals shining within you and around you. Let the unconditional vibration of love activate every crystal of you. And now give yourselves a nice deep breath and blow it out. And let's see. I think I'm going to pretty much end it there. That last blessing that we had the assistance from one of the Ascended Masters, that was a pretty direct transmission. So I'd rather just end it there. We only have like 2 minutes left anyway, I think. And I just want to point out that that transmission was a direct transmission. We were being assisted by an Ascended Master. The information was being channeled into me, and I was just acting as a conduit. And all of you got the blessing of unconditional love and an upgrade of your frequency. And this was possible only because, this was possible primarily because you opened your hearts enough and cleared enough that you could have a new frequency brought into you. So I just want to validate everybody. And I'm going to unmute, and if anyone has any questions or final comments, please go ahead. All right, everyone is unmuted right now. You're welcome.
That was pretty powerful, Marie.
Yeah,
thank
that
you.
Last part I thought was pretty powerful, too. Woohoo!
Yes, I agree. I felt something. It was powerful, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Still wonderful.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening, and thank you so much. Good night, Marie.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
So when is the next one going to be? You said December?
Actually, that's going to be the sixth chakra. The next one is going to be Tuesday, November 27th. So the one on Tuesday,
okay.
November 27th, is going to be on the fifth chakra.
Right. Great.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Blessings to you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.